Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. What's up? What's going on? Oh, my goodness. It is so glad to be with you all again on this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Saturday morning. Yes, it's raining. Yes, it's cloudy, but it is still beautiful. Hey, I have three questions for you right now. Who will talk about the things young people really want to talk about? Rita Sue will. Who will answer their questions right here on the air? Rita Sue will. And who will remind everybody else that age is more than just a number? Rita Sue will. What's going on, everybody? And welcome again to the Rita Sue Will Show right here on KGCMRadio.com. Mm-hmm, that's right. This is where we talk about the things young people want to talk about. We answer their questions right here on the air. And we even take time to feature and honor one of our young people who have done some great things in the past week right here on the air. That's right. We have a couple announcements to make as well. You know, we've been looking forward to some things going on within the Rita Sue Will Productions. As you all know, we've been working on some really wonderful things, and man, I tell you, God is just so awesome. But hey, I got a little too excited, and I do get excited, so let me backtrack just a little bit. Let me backstroke real quick, and let's go ahead and do things right. You know, before we get started, before we get too deep into it, we got to do what we do, and you know what that is. We got to bow your heads and close your eyes, bow and close. Thank you, Lord, for this another opportunity. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. And before we go another further, I got to say good morning to my mama, Miss Edna Pemberton. You guys heard her last week. She was on my show in the background cheering me on. Hey, you know that's what mamas do. No matter what your age is, mamas keep on cheering you on. And so that's what my mama was doing. Hey, that her name is Miss Edna Pemberton. You guys, if you run into her today, say good morning to her. You know where she is, at Southwest Center Mall, making it do what it do, making it happen. That's right. Now, remember, I always say this, and I always mean it, and if you are paying attention, you will see it happening. The Oak Cliff community is continuing their beautification efforts and their economic development. And so if you want to know how you can get started, how you can be a part of that huge, huge operation, you, excuse me, this is what I need for you to do. You can go ahead to Oak Cliff. Go to the heart of Oak Cliff. 3662 West Camp Wisdom Drive, and as I mentioned before, that is where you will find the Southwest Center Mall. And so you go into the front entrance, the main entrance, and then we go over to, when you get to the main hall, you make a right, okay? Go right down the main hall, and you will run into Center Stage. After you pass Center Stage, look over to your left, and you will find Miss Edna Pemberton. If you get lost, just ask anybody in the mall, where can I find Miss P, Miss Pemberton, okay? And they can tell you, ask any security officer, ask any of the store owners, they can tell you where to find Miss P, Miss Edna Pemberton, okay? So, and she can tell you how you can get started, and she'll probably have some people in her office. They'll be there meeting and greeting and strategizing and planning and doing all of those things. And you'll see some construction going on right there on the grounds of Southwest Center Mall. I told you, beautification efforts and economic development. Now, a lot of times, people don't understand that before you see the construction, there's a planning that's happening, okay? So in order for that plan, for that construction to be seen, that means they've already made some plans. And so that means you've already, excuse me, that means you've already missed out on some meetings. So I know you want to know how you can help and how you can get in there. And for those of you especially with small businesses, construction companies, designing companies, consultant companies, you'll want to get in on the ground floor on this. So go ahead and do that thing and make your money, honey. That's right. All right. So now, also, I want to say a very, very happy birthday to my boy, my nephew, Mr. Jared Bryson Bailey. Oh, my goodness. Happy birthday, nephew. Love you dearly. And, man, he has reached the age of 20. He is no longer a teenager. And he said it feels good to be out of the teen years. Hey, just so you know, Neff, I just want you to know, the older you get, the more responsibilities you get. I know it feels good to be out of the teens, but that also means now you got more responsibility. But, hey, you know what? I believe you can handle it. I know you can handle it. I believe you are well equipped and well on your way. So congratulations for reaching the year of 20. Happy birthday, Bryson. And I want to say happy anniversary to everybody who is celebrating their wedding anniversary this month, in the month of February. You know what? Let what God has put together, let no man put asunder. That's right, married folks, don't let anybody come between your marriage, all right? Put each other first. All right, all right. Hey, also I want to say, oh, man, another happy, happy birthday to a very dear friend of mine. He is a deacon at my church, Samuel Evans. Happy birthday, deacon. I love you dearly. You and your wife, Kimmy, I love both of you, and I know you are celebrating well. So happy birthday, and I pray God blesses you with many, many more. Now let's get down to the show. That's right. Now listen, if you're just waking up and tuning in, you have just entered into Aunt Rita's Crimson Cafe right here on KGCMradio.com. And once again, this is where we talk to our young people. We talk about the things young people have been talking about, and we have been really talking about some interesting things over this past week to bring it on the air, because they're like, hey, well, can you talk about this on the radio show? And I'm like, of course I will. Yes, I will. Anything to help out my young people, and I love them dearly, and I believe they know that. And one thing I want to make perfectly, perfectly clear is while I do love my young people and would go to the mountains and back for them, I also do hold them responsible for their actions. Now, one thing that they have come to understand, there is a difference between judging and correcting. So a lot of times young people, you know, they'll do things, and then they'll know, and you know how I am. I go by the word of God. I love to have fun. They'll tell you I love, 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 love to have fun, and I love chocolate. So, but we do things, sometimes we do things that we know are against the word of God. These things that we know are definitely against the word of God, things that we know God would not be pleased with. And so, you know, when it comes to me and my friends and people in my surroundings, I expect them to remind me, hey, now, Rita, now you know that wasn't right. That wasn't right, Rita. And so my friends do that. Rita, so you ain't right. You got to fix it. And them as well. And so I do the same thing with the young people. The difference is we have adopted a culture where you do everything that you want, any and everything you want to do, and then you say, only God can judge me. Well, your real friends will tell you the truth about yourself. So I'm saying this to say this. For young people, when you decide that, oh, Miss Rita's fun, I want to start hanging with her, I want you to understand there's more to hanging with Miss Rita than having fun. Like I said, I love, love, love to have fun, but I also want to make sure that it's clean fun. Oh, and I tell you, fun is fun, but we have lots of fun. You can ask any of the young people who hang with me, starting with my own children. But, excuse me. When it comes to, and I'm saying this to the young people as well, start holding each other accountable for your actions, because that is the only way we'll get better. It's not judging, it's, you know, loving them enough to say, to let them know when they're wrong. If you love them enough, you'll love them enough to tell them that they are wrong. When you're wrong, you're wrong. That's just the bottom line. And all of us are wrong sometimes. But we can't keep co-signing each other's wrongdoings, you know. We can't just keep saying it's okay. No, it's not okay. Wrong is wrong, and we need to make sure that we let each other know that if we are wrong, and we need to fix it, okay? So let me say this. For the young people, when it comes to social media, oh, my goodness. The name of the show is Shake It Off, and I said that to say this, because in light of what we have been hearing this week about the young man killing 17 people at the high school in Florida, we have to be able, parents, we have to make sure that our children know, even at a young age, that rejection will happen. Disappointments will happen. They will come. Disappointments will come.
rejection will happen. And we have to teach our children how to shake it off and then keep going. We cannot afford to keep shielding our children from disappointment. We cannot always shield them from rejection, because then they don't know how to handle it when they get older, and they end up and it messes with their head. They don't know what to do. They feel like it's the end of the world, and so they overreact. Rather than just reacting, they overreact. It's okay to be disappointed. It's okay for your feelings to get hurt. It's okay to feel like your feelings are hurt, and it's okay to feel like you messed up. It's okay to feel like you failed at something. It's okay to feel like somebody doesn't like me. And it's okay that you're going to hear that sometimes when people just don't like you, and for no good reason. But we have to teach our children how to deal with that, how to understand that those things will happen. And so when it does happen, they will know how to handle it. How do you handle it? You let the tears flow. You let the feelings of disappointment occur. Because guess what? It won't last forever. The feeling of disappointment won't last forever. The feeling that you feel of rejection won't last forever. You will get a broken heart, but guess what? It won't last forever. However, if you overreact and if you take someone's life, that is forever. You cannot bring them back from that. Once you have decided that you're going to bring a gun to a church, to a school, to the house, to whatever environment, once you have decided to cross that line and you decide to point a gun at someone and you pull the trigger and now their life has been taken, you don't get to take that back. There's no redo from that. There's no do-over from that. Disappointments will happen. Sadness will come. But it does not last forever. It will not last forever. The best thing you can do is allow yourself to feel disappointment. Allow yourself to feel rejection. Allow yourself to feel the sadness that comes with all of those. God gave us these emotions, including the emotion of anger. God does not tell us to not be angry. The Bible teaches us to be angry, but do not sin in your anger. So be angry, but don't pull a gun on somebody because you're mad. There have been so many of those situations happening lately. We had, when was that? I believe that was on a couple of weeks ago. Oh, on Super Bowl Sunday. There was a killing at an apartment at a Super Bowl party. Young man came, brought a gun, killed a lot of people in the house. I think almost everybody in the house. The same day, I believe, that the shooting happened at the high school in Florida, I come home, I'm on my way home, and there's a Papa Do's, and I see a lot of police action happening at Papa Do's, and there was a shooting at Papa Do's restaurant. And then the very next day, after the shooting at the high school in Florida, there were three schools in Texas where they found students have brought guns and have threatened to shoot people at school. We have got to teach our young people that disappointments will happen. We have got to teach our young people that disappointments, that rejection, that those things will have. People are not going to like you. Not everybody will like you, and it's okay. But you know what? It is also okay to be sad about it. It's okay to be disappointed. It's okay to be angry. But we have gotten to the point where our young people cannot handle rejection. They cannot handle disappointment. And so they overreact. And they cross the line and do something that cannot be taken back. They take a feeling that will not last forever, and they create a situation that will last forever. So I was been talking to the young people about that this week. Remember to put we talked about putting on the whole armor of God. And so at Zion, at the church I attend, we have something that we call Friday Night Praise. and it occurs every Friday night. But the Friday night before third Sunday is the youth and young adult Friday night praise. And so we had a lot of our young people, and I have to give kudos to Evangelist Elois Williams, who puts this together for our young people. And she gave them, she took the scriptures of Ephesians chapter 6 regarding the armor, the whole armor of God. And she broke it up into different and gave each of the children, each of the young people, a different scripture with which to speak on. 3 to 5 minutes, and they all did a wonderful job. And one of the things that we discovered, it is why it's important to have on your whole armor of God, is so when these things happen, someone rejects you, someone disappoints you, someone talks about you, spreads rumors about you, those types of things. When things like that happen, when you have your whole armor of God on, it may affect you a little, but it would not penetrate to the fact that you decide to snuff out someone's life because of it. Why? Because you had your armor on, and you were able to deflect things that have come your way. The Bible calls it the fiery darts of the enemy that have come your way. You're able to deflect that. You're able to defend yourself from it because you are wearing the whole armor of God from the head to the toes. And so then guess what? You can shake it off. Somebody was talking about me. Shake it off. Somebody doesn't like me. Get over it. They don't like you. It's okay. Does that mean that you get to treat them that way? No. No, no, no. You don't want to act like them. But you can get over it. Shake it off. Get over it. Don't let it change your whole life. Don't let what they do change who you are. You remain who you are in Christ. But definitely shake it off. Move on. Disappointments are going to happen. I keep saying it. And the reason I keep saying it is because we keep seeing where someone is disappointed, someone is disturbed, someone is upset. And they go to the length of taking someone's life because of it. And it's not worth it. It's absolutely not worth it. And I'm saying it to the young people first because the young people seem to be the ones, some of them, who cannot accept rejection. And they get so upset. And they go and do the unthinkable. And let me tell you this. The enemy knows what he's doing. And when you get those thoughts in your head to where you want to do the unthinkable, guess what? You say a short prayer. You ask God to bring all of your thoughts into captivity so that when those things happen, things cross your mind, you can rebuke them in the name of Jesus, and then you can move on. And then somebody else can look at you and say, man, they were just embarrassed in front of everybody. Somebody called them out in front of everybody, in front of all the social media. Why are they still happy? Why do they still show signs of joy? Well, it's because you have on your whole armor of God, and you can deflect all of the darts that the enemy throws your way. And so we just had to talk about that because I don't want to see any more young people harmed at school because, and I'm talking about the ones who are harmed and the ones who do the harm. Because there's enough of that going on. And, you know, some people want to fight it on the ends of gun control, and that's fine. Everybody has their opinion on how they want to handle this. I want to change the mindset of our young people to let them know it's okay to be disappointed. It's okay to be disappointed. It's okay to have heartache, and that will go away. That will go away, but you just have to be able to handle it. So when you face those disappointments, those rejections, things like that, hey, shake it off. Let it go. Move on. Don't bring a gun to school. Don't bring a gun to the party. Don't bring a gun. You know, don't use that. Don't use that as your means of handling it. You shake it off and you move on. I promise you, the feeling of disappointment, of heartache, all that stuff, that will go away. That's only temporary. But when you take someone's life, that is forever. You can't bring them back. After that happens, there's no turning back. Now, will God forgive you? God forgives sin. You have to be punished. You do have to face your consequences. So now their family and your family have to face what you've done. So I just wanted to bring that up. So, hey, now, if you guys have any questions or anything like that, and I do want to say this, if you find yourself in a situation like that and you just cannot seem to shake it off, call someone for help. Let them help talk you through it. A lot of times that would help when you have someone to talk it through with you. Because you want, you know, and there are people who want to shake it off. But for some reason, they just can't find it in them to shake it off. They cannot get over the heartbreak. They cannot get over the disappointment. They cannot get over the rejection. Some people just can't get over it. You will find someone to talk to, a spiritual leader, a counselor. There's nothing wrong with that. I would much rather you find someone to help you talk it through it than to see you on the news because you've taken a road that you really wish you had not taken, or that you've taken a road that really was not necessary, seeing that heartache and disappointment is only temporary, but you've used a permanent solution for a temporary situation. And I definitely don't want to see anybody fall into depression. I know the spirit of depression is real. And once again, hey, you call that spirit out in the name of Jesus, and you rebuke it in the name of Jesus. That's right. You can do that. I know that sounds old fogey, you know, some old people say, and I'll admit, I'm old. I'm 50 years old. I'll be 51 this year. Very proud of that. But the old folks are right. You rebuke it. You can't do that. Demons have to flee at the sound of Jesus. And if you tell it to go in the name of Jesus, it has to leave. The Bible teaches us also that in James 4:7, that if you resist the devil, submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Did you know that? Did you know that you don't have to fight the devil? That if you submit yourself unto God and resist the devil, he will flee from you. Yep, straight from the word of God. And since I'm a Christian, you know I got to teach you from the word of God. So listen, if you're just tuning in and listening in, you have just entered into Unreada's Crimson Cafe right here on KGCNradio.com. And today our subject is Shake It Off. Because, you know, we're talking about being able to shake off disappointment, rejection, those things like that, those feelings of sadness. And then you'll be able to say, like some of the old people say, after all that I've been through, I still have joy. I may not have everything I want, but I definitely have joy. If I don't need nothing else, I definitely need joy. You know, some people may be facing eviction. I haven't faced that before. I've been through that before. Facing divorce. I have been through that before. Someone may be facing financial hardship. I have faced it before. I've been through that before. I have been through that. That's the reason I can tell you this. Young people, I can tell you that. When I tell you stuff, it's not just cliche. I've actually been through it, lived through it, and continue to live through it. But in the name of Jesus, I shake it off and I move on. And I don't make everybody else pay for something that I'm going through. Can't do that. Because guess what? Later on, I might need them. I am my brother's keeper. You are your brother's keeper. So check up on each other every once in a while. Hey, how you doing? I know this happened, but how are you feeling right now? How are you handling it? Are you okay? Do you need anything from me? I don't have any money, but what else do you need? Can I help you do something? Right? Let's check on each other. We know someone's going through something, handle it the way we would like for them to handle it, but guess what? That's when you can pray for them, and you can help them make it through. So I just wanted to take some time to encourage our young people in that. I don't want to see any other young person hurt because of rejection or because of disappointment or because of anger. Those things will come. Those are called trials, tribulations, storms. They will come. Rains will fall. But that's what grows us. That's what helps things to grow. You know how old people say if we didn't have rain, things wouldn't grow? That's true. We need water to help our vegetation grow. You'll need storms in your life to help you grow. Or we will always be immature. In order to be mature, in order for God to mature us, He has to take us through storms, through hard times, tribulations, trials. That has to happen. Okay? But you can handle it. God will not give you more than you can bear. You can handle it. And He also puts people in your life who will go through it with you. That's how good God is. All right? Well, I just got a few minutes left. I got about 5 minutes left on my show. No, I don't. I have about 2 minutes left on my show. So let me just talk about some of the things that I said that we had coming up. We are doing our first stage play right here in the city of Dallas. And we're doing it in a small auditorium. The name of the play is Those Christians Over There. And this is somewhat of a look of how Christians are being self-centered, self-righteous, and judgmental, right? Hey, I told you, I know how to be honest. So this is sort of a look right there, sort of a look at that subject. And it shows a very detailed, and it gives some details, you know, of things that can happen. Because sometimes, you know, people, we don't know when we're being judgmental. We don't know when we're being self-righous, when we're being, sometimes we don't know until someone brings it to our attention. Well, this is my way of bringing it to our attention, because I need God's people to be approachable and for people to understand that, you know, we love them. We need to operate out of love. Now, once again, young people, there's a difference between correction and judgment. There is a definite difference, and, you know, it would behoove you to know what that difference is, all right? But now, the name of the play is called Those Christians Over There, and we will be doing it at the AT&T Auditorium in Fair Park in Dallas. It's in the African American Museum. And it will be November the 17th at 5 o'clock p.m. The tickets are $10 or $12 at the door. The VIP tickets are $25, and it comes with a VIP package, a swag bag, front row seats, pictures with the cast, and a reception with the cast, and also a copy of the souvenir book, all right? Now, we also have a souvenir book, as I just mentioned, and if you want to place an advertisement in the book, it's $15 for a half page, $30 for a full page, and it's all full color, all right? Hit me up on Facebook, Rita Williams, or any of the children, for more information, or you can send an email to theRitaSueWillShow@gmail.com. Now, I got to go. My show is just about done. Now, remember, tomorrow is Sunday. Remember to go to church tomorrow. If you don't have a church home, you can meet me at Zion Baptist Church, 2517 Dow Rock Road, Rowlett, Texas, where my senior pastor is Reverend David L. Griggs, Jr. Love you, Pastor Griggs. Love you, First Lady Renita Griggs. And I will see you all tomorrow at church. Everybody else, I'll see you back right here on Rita's Cleanser Cafe next Saturday at 10 o'clock a.m.